He's out for you, Andy. He's like, you
Heaven
little
can
red
wait.
Bastard.
Heaven can wait. Great movie.
With Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty. Julie
it didn't win Best Picture. It might have got an actor or something.
Yeah. All right, it's now time for Phil. We'll be back tomorrow, 4 to 7. This is KFI AM 640 Los Angeles.
More stimulating talk radio.
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-5201-KFI for Orange County, 1-800-5201-KFI. That's Orange County and 5201-KFI for L.A. County. And let's see, Wednesday night we'll be over at Premier. Boy, the people here at KFI who've been coming up to us and saying, Phil, we'll miss you. Great guy. I said, you know, you're very nice. Just some very wonderful people. I want to mention Michelle Cube, especially our great executive producer, who has offered so much to us as we walk out the door, including that swift kick to the ass. And we just appreciate that very much, Michelle. But we're all owned by the same company in about 5 months, so don't worry about it. Which is true. We're all one big happy company in about 5 months. Now, the other thing that happened, we went over there today, we looked at some of the equipment. It's going to be great. Plus, we have a nice picture window that looks out on somebody's, on a parking lot. And that's nice. It's like a studio supposed to be like a hotel room? I don't like the view. Well, whatever. It's like, at least I got a window to the outside. I worked in one studio that I actually could look out the window and see something. That was in Minneapolis, WCCO. I could look out on 7th Avenue, downtown Minneapolis, and at midnight, 11 o'clock midnight when I was on, there ain't much to see out there except the snow falling and the Minnesota Gas building across the street. So we got a window on the world. That'll be a very nice thing. And a little mention to our to just you, my listeners, not to anybody in particular, but just to the world, that I didn't tell you this. I bought the kids a portable basketball stand for Christmas, the kind that you fill the base with water. Okay. And it's a good one. It's not the one where the pole has to come down all the way, but there's a little gizmo at the top where you can raise the backboard up and down, and you can just do it with a broomstick. It's pretty easy. Even the kids can do it. So I got this thing for them. We park it out on the driveway since Christmas. I had it actually constructed, had a guy come in and build it for me because I got the basic parts, then I gave up. I said, I can't. If I continue on with this, someone's going to die. Something's going to collapse. A bolt will come loose. It'll be like a towering inferno. So I had somebody build it, got the thing up. Kids have been playing on it. Even I go out and shoot hoops. Even I'm out there, Mike, shooting hoops. I'm shooting around, and I'm winded. You know, I've got this thing that I do. You know, I take the shot, then I run in for the rebound, and I try to, you know, get it without bouncing it. So, after about 5 minutes of that, I'm ready for a full angioplasty. So I got this thing set up. I got a fax this morning from the homeowners. And it says, your basketball hoop, we've had complaints about. Now, you have to understand where I live. I've got some nice... There's some people where I live who I like very much. But there's a lot of retired folks living around me. This is the problem that one encounters when one attempts to infiltrate an area that has traditionally been one reserved for retired or older people. If you come in there with kids, you might as well be black at trying to move into the most lily-white neighborhood of Chicago, 1961. Circa 19... In other words, I'm Sidney Poitier and Ruby Dee, man, and I'm trying to get in there, and it's the raisin in the sun. I'm trying to get... I ain't going to cause no problems. We're going to be good neighbors. We don't intend to fight no causes. You know, just want to be left alone. Not us, though. We put a basketball hoop up. And this isn't the first problem we had. The very first day that we were there, the first day we moved in, we did a live broadcast. Some of you may remember. Some of you may choose to forget, and I don't blame you. But some of you may remember we did a live broadcast. Well, that's when the Homeowners Association rolled by and said, and I'm going to quote, and pardon my language, but this is the exact quote. Get that, meaning our radio antenna, get that goddamn thing out of here, were the exact words. With my kids standing there. I didn't say anything about it at the time. In fact, this is the first time I've even referenced it. But you put that together with this now, get that basketball hoop down because there's been complaints. I finally called them up today, and in case there's people who live around me listening right now, let me give you the word. The basketball hoop is not going to come down until we move out of there, which is March the 1st. Then it'll come down. We'll take it with us. Until then, it stays up. I'm sorry. We'll try to be good neighbors. We don't intend to fight no causes. Yada, 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 yada. All them old folks. Okay, it's time. This is the last time I bring it up. I don't want to talk about it. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And last night here in Los Angeles, the Golden Globe Awards. The Golden Globe Awards. These are awards that are given by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. And these are awards that some people say are the precursors. They are sort of the prognosticators of the Hollywood's the Academy Awards. So the Golden Globes were held at the Beverly Hilton Hotel last night. Actually, they were held yesterday afternoon. They were tape delayed for last night. I know that we had at least a couple of people. Did you go? You didn't go. But were there a couple of people around here because we do our show from Los Angeles. So there's some people who have access to tickets. Ted Bell is with the Beverly Hills Automobile Association and owns Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, which is a fairly prominent steakhouse, Ted. And I don't know, where do you get your invitation to Golden Globes? Do the stars who come into your restaurant just give you the ticket? Or
No, Phil, I get invited by people that I know, but I don't get my tickets dropped off to me there at the restaurant. No, we have some very generous friends, and we do have some friends in the business, and a lot of people do access do come into our restaurant, I should say, and so we have some connections there. When you've done the kind of of course, I'm not just involved in Phil running a restaurant. We have done some financing and some executive producing on some independent films, so we know a few people in town. My experience, though, I have to ask this question, and it's a serious question, because my experience last night was marred a little bit. What I'd like to know is, when are the police going to show respect to the Golden Globes, to this award ceremony? The disrespect of the Beverly Hills police shown to this award ceremony was unbelievable last night. And I'd like to know when they're going to start to show a little bit of respect for an award ceremony that is held in their city.
Ted.
Wait a minute. For an award ceremony that is held in their city at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, this is my opinion, but I do not believe last night there was a lot of respect shown. I was on my way over to the Golden Globes. Yes, we did have tickets. And we were running late. This was actually yesterday afternoon when we finally, I'm talking about last evening when I finally worked this stuff out with the Beverly Hills Police Department.
What happened to you? Did you have a run-in with the cops? If you worked out something with the police department?
Well, we were on our way over to the Golden Globes yesterday afternoon. We had a late seating. My wife was given some last-minute instructions to the babysitter. We also had a fire to put out at work, so there was a lot of different irons in the fire that we had at that particular time. I finally got out of there, and we had a problem on Sunset, right at Coldwater and Sunset. I ran into the back of a parked car. I had to blow a red light at Westwood. I blew a red light at Coldwater, and I blew a red light at Sunset. I blew another red light at Santa Monica, so we get there, and I tell you, it was the most difficult time in the world trying to get parking. Finally, we got the car there to the valet, got out of the car, and got inside of there. I've got three members of the Beverly Hills Police Department who are accosting me there, just outside of where the valet is. And
okay, you have to slow down. You blew a red light. How many red lights did you? You blew three red lights on the way over there.
Look, the point of all of this is, we're talking about the Golden Globe Awards of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. This is, you said it very well, Phil, a precursor to the Academy Awards. It is the most prestigious award ceremony in Hollywood, second only to the Academy Awards. It is a moment during the year where we can really honor some of the great artists, not only in television, but in film, not only in film, I should say, but in television as well. So there's a lot of things that are going on. And I'm, you know, trying to, and I've been to the last five Golden Globe Awards. I'm trying to make this thing on time because I was there, well, there's two other guys who are producing there that I wanted to meet with and talk with. I get there. I've got the Beverly Hills police who want to talk to me. I said to them that I'm going into the Golden Globes. I told him that I was Ted Bell. He still insists on seeing my driver's license. So what I'm saying to you is this. There needs to be some kind of a respect and an understanding as to what the Golden Globe Awards mean. I think that even extends to the Beverly Hills Police Department, in my opinion. I think.
Well, wait a second. I'm having a hard time following you. Did you say that you hit someone's car and you blew three red lights?
Well, I don't know what it is that you're focusing on. I'm focusing on the fact that I was going into the Golden Globe Awards that was put on by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, one of the most prestigious award ceremonies. I had tickets. My wife and I were invited. Okay, do you understand that?
Yes, I understand that.
All right, you get me so far. My wife and I are invited. We're on our way in. I've got the Beverly Hills Police Department wanting driver's licenses, wanting information, asking me questions.
Wait, you ran into the back of a car, you blew three red lights, you got the Beverly Hills Police Department.
That is correct, but the point being, you got the Golden Globes. What are you telling me? Are you saying...
I'm saying that you have a police situation there.
I'm telling you I got the Golden Globe Awards to get into, okay? I've got an invitation, we're running late, we've got a seating, got to get to it. I told the officer if he was that concerned about the car that I hit, he could have run my plates. He could have.
Were you running from the police, or were you?
There were police behind me. I knew that they were behind me. I told the officers when I got out of the car and I valeted the car. I told the officers then that I needed for them to run my plates. They could mail me the ticket. Well, Phil, what is it you're not understanding? What I'm trying to tell you is the Beverly Hills Police Department, in my opinion, doesn't have a respect for the Golden Globes Awards of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association that is, I think, almost demanded of a police agency that is the primary police agency in a city that is the aegis for these things. You've got to understand that when you're driving...
Ted, you ran into a parked car, you blew three red lights... What am I not getting here? What are you upset about? What is it that I don't understand?
What you're not getting is it's the Golden Globe Awards put on by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. And
why do you keep bringing that up? You hit a car.
I told the police officer, you can run my plates, you can get my driving information, and you can then mail me the ticket. The car that I hit was a Ford or something. It wasn't the car that I hit, Phil.
Let me find out why you didn't stop for the car.
Why I didn't stop for the car that I hit?
Yes, why you didn't get out and...
The car that I hit, it was my understanding, my wife told me as we were going by, she looked out, she said it's a Ford something or other. All right, so I didn't bother. And the fact is I was planning, and the police officers who were following me, I knew could get that information anyway. All right, so
Ted, I don't get what you're telling me.
Well, what you need to understand, Phil, and I can understand that you don't quite get this. The Golden Globe Awards are put on by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. I have been invited to this 5 years running. Okay, I need for the Beverly Hills Police Department to have some respect for that, some understanding of that, and to give me that latitude that I require in going into this award ceremony.
And the latitude being that you hit a parked car, blow three red lights, and what?
The latitude is, understand, I'm driving a BMW 900 series. I was in evening wear. They should have known where I was going. That's number one. Number two, run my plates. You can get all the information you need. Number three, mail me the ticket. And number four, whatever the problem is with the car that I hit, we can take care of that later. Phil, I got to tell you something. I had a potentially wonderful afternoon ruined by the Beverly Hills Police Department.
Well, if you think that they ruined it because they pulled you over, I'm saying that you might have ruined it yourself by hitting a parked car and blowing three red lights. But you're saying...
I'm telling you that they could have gotten the information they needed from my license plate. And they certainly could have mailed me a ticket or otherwise dealt with it at some other time than the Golden Globe Awards.
And so instead of talking about the Golden Globe Awards, we're going to talk about your problem with the Beverly Hills Police.
Well, the problem is this. They created the problem. That's the problem.
Ted Bell is with us from the Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. He claims he got cited, pulled over, Otherwise accosted by police last night on his way to the Golden Globes, he hit a parked car and blew three red lights, one of them at Coldwater, one of them at Sunset, one of them at Santa Monica on his way to the Golden Globe Awards. In a 900 series BMW wearing evening wear, the cops should have known. Okay, it's the Phil Hendry Show here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Don't let him hang up, okay? I still want to talk to him. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I want to ask you a question, Ted. You said that you were in evening wear. You were on your way.
Yes, we were.
Well, what does that mean exactly when it comes to the police?
What it means, Phil, is something very simple. We were in obviously, evening wear. I was in a tuxedo. My wife was in an evening dress. I'm driving a 900 series BMW, which is... You know, I don't mind telling you, it's probably one of the more high-end automobiles. So the Beverly Hills Police Department know immediately what they're dealing with. Okay.
They're dealing with what, a rich guy?
They're dealing with someone who's obviously going to the Golden Globes. I was heading down Coldwater in that direction. I was on my way over to Wilshire and Santa Monica, where the Beverly Hilton Hotel is. So they knew immediately who they're dealing with. And to accost me outside the valet... the officer approached me and said, is there a problem, officer? He said, you've got a problem. It's some kind of a smart-ass thing like that. I told him who I was. I said, I'm Ted Bell. He didn't seem to care. You know, a lot of things that don't add up, that's all I'm saying. And a lot of things that don't add up on the night of the Golden Globes of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, one of the most prestigious award shows in America. That stuff bothers me.
Well...
Well, Phil, I know you've never been to the Golden Globes.
No, I've never been to the Golden Globes. I know the cops are not going to get argued off of a ticket once they got their mind made up. Cartersville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I cannot believe this. His child's at home, taken care of. So
no, we were running late. We were running late on that.
Do what?
We were running late.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you have your own wife in the car. And you just keep going and not caring even about her, that God knows who you would hit.
What are you talking about? I'm on my way to the Golden Globes.
I don't care.
The Golden Globes of the Hollywood,
United States.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Other people's lives.
I wasn't risking anybody's life.
Function.
Well, you were blowing through red lights, right?
I blew three red lights.
Four.
There was nobody...
You said four.
No,
I was listening
no,
the whole
no.
Time.
I said three. I said three red lights. I'll tell you exactly where they were, too.
I hit a parked car. I cannot believe.
What can't you believe? Let me help you through it.
That you would go through red lights and risk somebody else's life, including yourself and your wife.
Let me explain. Okay? It's the Golden Globe Awards of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. It's one of the most prestigious award shows in the world.
You were there to watch it.
This isn't like making a bingo night.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not trying to make bingo night in Cartersville or whatever it is. I'm trying to...
Okay, you don't have to knock where the lady's calling from. We're trying to get some answers here as to why you'd hit a parked car and keep going.
I could have gone back to that address at a later time.
I can't believe you're out speaking. You're not even in jail now. Anybody normal?
Yeah, what did happen?
Jail.
I'm sorry?
What did happen?
I've been asked by my attorney not to say.
Did you go to jail?
Talk on the phone. I cannot believe this.
What? What can't you believe?
And you're honestly admitting to it. Your wife had to have packed up and moved out. I cannot believe she
did
this.
What is it that my wife was put through that's so horrible? I give her a great life.
You have a beautiful... I'm making sure your child was safe and forgetting all the other ones around.
What are you doing? Are you pressing buttons?
No, I'm not.
Well, what was that?
Hello?
What is that, Phil?
Who's pushing the buttons?
It's not me.
You're pushing my button, sir.
No, ma'am.
I cannot believe you are on the radio admitting to causing so many traffic violations.
What is going on?
I don't know. Somebody's pushing buttons.
Hello?
Hello. I'm right here.
Yes.
Yes, hello?
I don't understand this. It's not making any sense to me.
Well, then maybe you ought to listen more carefully.
I've listened to the whole program. Love this show. I cannot believe that you would call up and admit so many felonies and thinks that it's perfectly okay.
I didn't say it was okay. I said the Beverly Hills police could have found a better time.
They should have arrested
me a ticket.
You, sir.
Okay.
They should have arrested you.
You don't.
You had no
you
right
don't accost a guy
to risk other people's lives.
You don't. I'm not saying I don't deserve a ticket. What I am saying is this: don't come up to me and give me a ticket as I'm going into the Golden Globes. Wait until I come out.
After all that,
they showed no respect for the Golden
Globes. By being behind that vehicle.
They showed no respect for the Golden Globes or the Foreign Press Association. And that's all I've asked.
The Golden Globes. You cannot even put them in the category with you. They had nothing to do.
With me?
Running late and causing all and no telling what happened.
You don't give a guy a ticket. Let me ask you something, man. If you're a Beverly Hills police officer, okay? Let's say that you are a Beverly Hills police officer. Beverly Hills, California, okay? All right? Ma'am?
Yes, I'm listening
okay,
to you.
Okay, let's say that you're a Beverly Hills police officer, okay?
Okay.
You see a man run through a red light and smash into a parked car, but he's on his way into the Golden Globe Awards.
You should have been yanked out of that car.
What are you going to do?
Thrown up.
Okay,
and
see, there you go.
There immediately.
Okay, so I know you wouldn't qualify as a cop.
Okay.
Why wouldn't she qualify as a cop?
Because she just did the wrong thing. Not when a guy's going into the Golden Globe Awards.
You just risked other lives to get to somewhere.
What's that?
You risked other lives, including your own, including your wife.
Big deal. I blew three
your
red
wife,
lights.
Big deal. I hope she's listening to this.
You know, the Beverly Hills Police Department usually show a little bit more intelligence and deference. But to give me, first of all, my name's Ted Bell.
I cannot help if it's Bill Clinton.
Okay.
You were doing wrong. No,
well, you don't know
you
who
know
I am
totally
because you don't live in the state.
You know that.
You don't give Ted Bell a ticket as he's walking into the Golden Globe. I couldn't believe the stupidity of these guys.
I cannot
and
believe
I just want to know.
Hilarious.
I just want to know, when do you think that they're going
to... Well, wait till I come out. My wife was mortified. You think that my wife is leaving me? She was more upset than me that they gave Ted Bell, okay, a ticket.
I just pray and thank God that you did not hurt anybody badly. I cannot believe they're letting you on the road.
I can't believe that you care that much about who got hurt. You don't even know any of the people involved.
It doesn't matter. I care about society. I care about life.
Society.
And that's how you should have been behind that wheel.
She's not society. She's my wife.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Man, we got that happening. 70s classic rock crap bumper music working now. Maybe when we get the premiere, we got a bigger library. We're going to shift it all over to movie soundtrack stuff. This is the next bright idea we got. Stuff from Psycho. Crap from Alfred Hitchcock movies. Maybe that'll make me happy. Maybe then I'll shut up, huh, Craig? What do you got here, buddy?
Same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah. I love it.
This is what we need.
Enough of that.
Played out crap, you know? As much as I like ZZ Top, they're played. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, Ted Bell on the line from Beverly Hills this evening. He was on his way to the Golden Globes last night. And I have to say, Ted, you blew through three red lights, you hit a parked car.
You keep going over it, don't you? You keep missing the point, don't you?
No, the point being what?
The point is I was going to the Golden Globes sponsored by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. This is a major event. Phil, I can understand a lot of your callers not understanding. I don't get you not getting it. I don't get you not understanding what this represents. I'm Ted Bell. I own Ted's of Beverly. We've been over this over and over again. Now, the Beverly Hills Police Department ruined my evening last night by accosting me outside the valet stand of the Golden Globes Award at the Beverly Hills Hotel when they could have run my plate, sent me the ticket in the mail. I could have gone back and taken care of this guy's car. But you don't get it, do you?
I get it. I get that you broke the law.
No, you don't get it.
I get that you broke the law and that the cops have got to do something about that. Yes, even if you're going to the Golden Globes.
Even if I tell them I'm Ted Bell.
Yeah, even if you say you're Ted Bell.
You don't get it, Phil. You just don't get it. And I think in a lot of ways you blow it when you don't get it.
All right, I don't get it. I don't get it, and I'm blowing it. Asheville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Hi, this Ted Bell.
I'm Ted Bell, yes, sir.
Okay, Ted.
Yeah.
Were these laws actually wrote around your name?
Sir, don't be sarcastic, okay?
Well, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm just saying. I mean, if somebody wrote around your
my
car,
name? Uh-huh.
And they, you know, it was Bill Clinton, that they should put it on hold because it's Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton's
take
not
care
gonna...
of the problem then.
Bill Clinton's not going to hit my car.
Well, he may.
Well, it's not going to hit my car.
Well, Ted Bell hit somebody
I don't park it at the corner of Sunset and Colwood. It's a busy intersection.
Well, some people have to.
And I guarantee, and I'll tell you something else, my friend. They wouldn't stop the President of the United States if he had.
Well, I'd say it would be taken care of right then.
So there's where
you're
wrong.
They're not going to put the laws on hold. They're not wrote around your name.
There's where you're wrong, see. They're not going to pull him over and say, sorry, Mr. President, you can't go to this fundraiser. You can't go to talk to these crippled kids or whatever it is that he does because you hit a guy's car. They're not going to do that.
But, you know, that's beside the point. You're not Bill Clinton.
Well, first of all,
Yeah, well, then why'd you bring him up?
First of all, they're going to stop the chauffeur driver. I mean, the limousine driver.
Exactly, Phil. Thank you.
Well, the point is that the... All right, go ahead.
Well, the point
he broke the law.
Yes,
if somebody would hit his car, he would expect the same thing.
I'm not saying I didn't
break
the law.
It doesn't matter where it was parked.
I'm not saying
I
didn't break the law.
The law.
I'm not saying that I didn't break the law.
Okay.
I'm saying I told the officer.
They're supposed to put everything on hold for you to go to this show.
Yeah, it was the goal. I told the officer who I was. I said, I'm Ted Bell.
It doesn't matter who you are. That's the point.
I'm Ted Bell.
It doesn't matter. The law is the law. They're not wrote for just certain people. They're wrote for everyone.
You like state?
And this is why the laws are wrote is because of people like you.
People like me, the laws are there to protect all people.
Exactly.
Yes, I agree with you.
Exactly.
Sir. I agree
There's
with you.
There's the point that
the
you're
point
missing.
The point is that I'm Ted Bell.
The point.
What are you laughing about?
Because you're Ted Bell.
I'm Ted Bell, Ted to Beverly Hills.
Okay.
It's a steakhouse. Do you like steak?
Yeah.
What, are the cops supposed to recognize your name?
I said to this one junior officer, I'm Ted Bell. He looks at me like he doesn't know who I am.
Okay.
All right, so...
I didn't know who you were.
You don't live in Beverly Hills, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Nope.
All right, so when you move out here, you let me know you're out here. I'll tell you what, I'll buy you a steak.
Okay.
You come over to my steakhouse.
Ted.
Until then, I'm Ted Bell. This guy's got to know.
The cop's got to know. All right, even if the cop knew who you were, what's he supposed to do? Not give you a ticket? San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how
yes.
you doing?
Good.
Mr. Bell... Why don't you grow up? This is ridiculous. My goodness, your name is Ted Bell, and everybody's supposed to bow and scrape to you because
you're going to some award ceremony? No, I didn't say bow and scrape. They got to understand it's the Golden Globe.
Oh,
you've
big
never,
deal.
If you've never heard of it, if you've never heard of it, okay, I get it.
Oh, I've heard of it, but
you
still,
have.
It doesn't
All right.
impress me.
It's a Hollywood foreign press. Well, it should impress you.
You know what? I really would commend the police for doing their job. They were there. Your paid servants out in Beverly Hills, they were doing
wait
their
a second.
Job.
No, wait.
They were protecting
the Google,
you and all the
Hollywood
other fine
Foreign Press Association.
California.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Well,
on the Golden Globe.
So, like, that makes a difference to me? I could care less.
Wait a minute. Are you
and
telling me?
I don't care if
oh,
you're
well, that
Ted Bell
you know.
Or Mr. Gundy.
You know.
I could care less.
It shows
you
what
are
you know.
Being a you-know-what,
no,
breaking
I'm
the law,
being...
and then expecting the police to bow and scrape to you because you
wait
mentioned your name like what is it, up in neon lights or something?
Wait a second. I did not ask the police. I did not ask the police to bow and scrape. I told the officer who I was. Okay, that's number one.
Well,
and he should
fine.
Know.
Fine. That's
number
right
two.
To give you a ticket.
Number two. Number two.
Taking you off to jail where you belong.
They could have mailed me the ticket.
They could have mailed you the ticket.
Yes, ma'am.
How exciting. I
well,
mean, you know, you...
What do you mean, how exciting?
That?
What is that supposed
Suppose
to mean?
Suppose it was one of your relatives that got hit by this fancy big deal car
what has that
going
got
down
to
the
do
street.
With
Would
anything?
You expect them to mail them the ticket, too?
What has that got to do with anything?
Well,
I'm
that's
talking
your point.
About,
you
I'm
made
talk,
the,
no,
you made
not
the
my point,
point over and over and over
I'm
again
Ted Bell.
Until I was nauseous about going to the Golden Globe Awards.
That's
like,
right.
That's the point you wanted to make, that you were so important that you got to go to the Golden Globe Awards.
I'm saying
Big
that the
deal.
Beverly Hills Police Department should know when a man in a 900 Series BMW in a tuxedo is on his way to
yeah,
something.
Right.
It's got to be the Golden Globes, okay?
He's going to a party. Who cares?
Because I'm Ted Bell. That's who cares, all right?
Oh,
and if
you're,
you don't get
I'm
it,
so happy you're so full of yourself, sir.
Full of myself,
I
ma'am.
I mean, you know, maybe someday
ma'am.
You'll meet somebody really important, and then you'll know what importance
people,
is. I mean, maybe somebody who has a little bit more integrity than you have.
Well, I guess you're not in the know. If you were in the know, you'd know who I was. And apparently you're not. You don't run in those circles.
You know, if I was in the know, I would know really important people, not people who are inflated, who have inflated egos who think they're wonderful because they own a steakhouse. Big deal.
Why didn't... I want to ask a question, Ted.
Listen to this woman. You know, you obviously don't know what you're talking about, lady, okay?
No, I want to ask you a question. What happened to the car that you hit?
Yeah, you think that's real funny?
Yes, I do.
What happened to the car you hit?
My wife saw it as we were going by. She said it was a Ford Taurus or something, and it wasn't worth stopping for. We could go back, and we could put our name on the windshield.
Just some little person at a Ford Taurus. Big deal. Some working
guy
that probably just has to work for a living.
Wait a second. I didn't say I wasn't going to pay for it. Why do I have to stop right then and there?
Because that's the law.
Well, you know what?
Anybody else that runs from the scene of an accident gets arrested, sir.
The law is one thing. Next time you get invited to the Golden Globe Awards,
the Golden Globe Awards. Bunch of popped up, themselves people.
Let me ask you a question. You're on your way to the Golden Globe Awards, okay? Are you telling me you're going to stop for a cop?
Yes, I certainly would, because that's the law.
Lady, I feel sorry
for you. I wouldn't have broken the law like you did by running three red lights and running into a car. I mean, like a teenager driving around in his daddy's big car.
You ran into a parked car.
I ran into a Ford Taurus, okay?
So?
You ran into
there's a big difference between that and a regular kid. I ran into a Ford Taurus, okay?
You ran into a parked car. You blew three red lights. You might have had the police behind you the whole way, and you didn't stop at all, right?
I knew the cops were there.
You knew the cops were there.
Yes. That's why I said, why didn't they run my plates?
So you knew the cops were there, and you saw their lights in your rearview mirror, and you did not yield.
Why can't they run my plates? Yeah, I don't have an answer for that one, do you? Of course you don't, because you don't know who
to tell. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to anybody with an answer, but obviously nobody here's got an answer.
Why should they give you the deference of running your plates when anybody else has to stop?
I told him who I was.
I mean, so you just assumed they could run your plates and,
I told him who I was.
At the scene of an accident, sir, and you also don't run red lights. That are mature don't do things
Do I feel sorry for you?
Oh, do you really?
Yeah,
I'm so glad that you're not living in my neighborhood.
I really do. I do. I feel sorry for you.
Oh, I'm
you
so
just
glad.
Don't
I, you
get
know,
it.
You, I really want your pity, sir, because I don't need it. But
you know, lady, you don't get it. It's not pity. It's just I just feel so bad because you don't
Why
get it.
Why do you feel badly
Because you just don't get it.
In fact, it's not bad. It's badly,
You don't get how it works.
Oh, I don't know how it works out there everybody is like in a big bunch and, you know, and I've got to do this for you and this for you and then you'll do this for me and then the police are supposed to just turn the other way.
Let me put it this way. There are some people who you give some recognition to. I walk into a business.
Well, you are just
I say that I'm
watch
Ted
the
Bell.
Cotton Pickin Award. Big
I walk
deal.
I say I'm Ted Bell. Things happen. Okay? It didn't happen last night.
Oh, goody gumdrop.
Hey, I happen to know some people in San Antonio, okay? I wouldn't be too cocky about that. You know who Red McCombs is?
Of course I know who Red McCombs is.
I've tipped a glass with Red.
Okay, big deal if you tip the glass with Red. What, do you think the San Antonio cops ain't going to write you a ticket either because you tipped the glass with Red McCombs? Thank you very much, ma'am. 1-800.
Boy, aren't you frustrated.
Oh, come on, Ted. Quit being a jackass. You know, you got a ticket last night.
I got more than a ticket last night, Phil.
Okay, well, maybe you deserve to get more than a ticket last night. Your invitation to the Golden Globe Awards got messed up because you blew three red lights and ran into a parked car. Here's Louisville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Louisville, yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah, just this is talking about an emergency here. Good evening, Ted. How are you?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm having a delightful evening. Thank you.
I'm very glad.
Listen, I'm a former law enforcement officer, and I have emergencies in my life, too.
Let me guess. You're going to tell me that, I'm not above the law or something like that. I'm not claiming to be above the law. I'm not claiming that at all. I'd say, why couldn't they have mailed me the ticket?
Because that's not the way the system works.
Well, they better change it.
Well, they won't.
Have you ever heard of the... You know how the Golden Globes work?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm supposed to know how your
system... It matters to you, but it doesn't matter. It's not going to change police policy.
Well, wait a second. I'm supposed to know your system, but you don't know how the Golden Globes work?
The system is the system, and it's for the better of all people.
And the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
I've seen the Golden Globes, but okay. It never changed my life.
What do you think about them? Hello? Oh,
I can watch them for about 15 minutes.
What do you mean 15 minutes?
It doesn't affect my life. It affects your life. It doesn't affect my life. It doesn't affect most people's lives.
Wait a minute. Do you know who the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is?
You know
the Hollywood Foreign Press Association?
It doesn't matter.
Do you know who they are?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, there you go. It doesn't matter. Now you're blowing it.
Oh, boy. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Now we're blowing it, huh? Hey, Ted, you wanted to come on and talk about the Golden Globes, and you...
Yeah, I wanted to, and if it wasn't for the Beverly Hills Police Department, I would have.
No, if it wasn't for you blowing three red lights, smashing into a parked car, you would have. As it turns out, you missed them because you probably got arrested. Isn't that true?
I can't comment.
You must have been arrested. Fleeing the police? Hit and run? You must have been arrested.
I'm not commenting, Phil. And I'd watch how I talk if I were you.
Well, I can drive. It's my opinion. I can draw conclusions. You're a former police officer, isn't that right, sir?
Yes.
What do you think happened to a guy that blows three red lights, doesn't yield for the police, hits a car, and keeps on going?
When I was a sergeant and I had to write tickets to a colonel, he got arrested. Now, we had the protocol to have another officer come out and take care of it.
I had to write tickets to a colonel.
It doesn't matter.
Colonel who?
Years ago.
What are you talking about? Colonel, what's he talking about?
All right, never mind. He was a former cop.
I was a law enforcement officer in the military at one time.
In the what?
In the military. Thank you very much.
It doesn't make sense. It's not adding up.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Doesn't make sense.
Thank you, sir, very much for your call.
I'm confused.
Hold on. Phil Hendry Show, Ted Bell here. How about that? Did he even see any of the, did he say? He walked in just as Tom Cruise was getting his award, and then the cops hauled him back out again. So he saw Tom Cruise, Dick Clark, and that was it. He's out the back door again. Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, is an idiot. How about that? How about that for a recap? Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Ted Bell. You're talking about this cop who didn't know who you were last night, Ted. And
Phil, I think that it is the responsibility of the police to get to know prominent citizens. I said to him, I'm Ted Bell, and he looks at me with a blank look on his face. I have to go back to the same point that I was making. I think it's the responsibility of the police to understand who they're dealing with. This kid did not. He'll pay the price.
How will he pay the price? The cops busted you last night for running red lights, smashing a car. How's he going to pay the price?
I said to him, I'm Ted Bell. I gave him a couple of opportunities to understand that. He didn't.
I think you got to know people, Ted, before they know you. You know, I mean, I think you just have to, I think you got to get to know them before somebody says, hi, I'm Ted Bell.
Bill, you don't know how it works out here. I keep trying to tell you, you don't know how it works out here.
No, I think I'm getting to know how it works out there. Dallas on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yes, sir.
Why does he think he's better than anybody else?
I didn't say I'm better than anybody else. All I said was I'm Ted Bell. I deserve certain considerations.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Why do I think I'm better than you?
You keep saying I'm Ted Bell. I was going to the Golden Globe. They shouldn't have done anything to me. Why?
That's right. Because it's the Golden Globe Awards.
Big deal.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
What would have happened if somebody had been in that car you hit?
If you're a cop, don't you think you owe it to yourself to get to know Ted Bell?
No.
You're not a very good police officer.
What if somebody had been in that car you hit and got hurt?
What if someone had been in that car that I hit and got hurt?
Right.
It didn't happen, did it?
Well,
we're dealing in hypotheticals, sir.
Well, exactly.
I deal in reality. I'm Ted Bell.
I don't know. You live in your own world.
No, sir. Ted Bell deals in reality. I hit the car. The car got smashed up. It was a Ford Taurus or something. Big wow.
Why is that?
The reality
BMW better than a Ford Taurus.
The reality was, why is a BMW better than a Ford Taurus? Do you really want to ask that question, sir? Do you really don't know the answer to that?
So everybody that drives a Ford Taurus is lower than you are.
Are you familiar with the BMW 800 series?
Sure am.
You are. Okay. Then you know what it is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous.
What is ridiculous about it, sir?
You keep saying, I'm Ted Bell going to the Golden Globe Awards. Jesus.
Sir, I'm Ted Bell.
See, everybody listen to him.
No, wait, hold on for a minute. I said that to the cop last night. Guess what he did?
Bobby said so.
He looked at me like he didn't know what I was talking about.
Thank God.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Are you better than anybody else?
I don't think I'm better than anybody else. I'm saying that I'm a prominent citizen.
Sir, if I could jump in. Mr. Bell owns a couple of restaurants in Beverly Hills.
You tell him, Phil.
I'm not here to defend you, okay?
No, but let this guy know what's going on. Let's say, sir, the gentleman that I'm speaking to, where are you, in Dallas?
Right.
All right, let's say you're a cop, okay?
Okay.
All right, you write me a ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up to you and I go, I'm Ted Bell. What do you say?
Well, sir, you're just an ordinary citizen who broke the law.
Yeah, but wait a second. I'm Ted Bell.
Well, sir, that doesn't matter to me. I'm doing my job.
Okay. You're what?
I'm doing my job. I'm going to have to write you a ticket.
Your job is to mess with Ted Bell?
Ted Bell broke the law.
You see the name of that driver's license. It says Ted Bell.
Big deal.
Big deal. Oh, boy, this guy. You wouldn't be on the force 48 hours, sir.
I'd say, sir, if you said that to me that many times, I'd say, sir, Ted Bell, would you please get in the car? I'm going to arrest you.
For what?
For running red lights?
Three red lights and hitting the car and leaving the scene of an accident.
So you'd say, Ted Bell, would you get in the car, please?
That's right. And probably cuff you.
You'd cuff me?
Yes, sir. You resisted arrest.
You're talking about handcuffs?
Exactly.
Mister, you'd be off the force in 48 hours. Oh, you find that funny, huh, Henry?
Whew.
What's that mean?
Mr. Henry, all I got to say is I'm glad I don't have to go out there and eat steak very much.
You don't have to come out here and eat steak very much?
Well,
when you do have to come out here and eat steak, where do you eat?
I wouldn't eat there, that's for sure.
Tell you what, we got a great prime cut.
Okay, forget it. Thanks, sir, for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
What are you, an idiot?
No, I'm not an idiot, Phil.
I know, you're Ted Bell.
That's right.
Santa Maria on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello there.
Yes.
Hi. Yes, Ted Bell, I hear you own a couple of restaurants.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Yes, so
You're in Santa Maria. You know the Santa Maria barbecue, right?
Oh, yes. I guess you've had to train a few employees and to have a good business.
Ted Bell has, yes.
Oh, well, I imagine you have to keep a business running.
Ted Bell's trained many employees.
Well, I mean, how can you not keep a successful business?
That's right.
Right. The Beverly Hills cops. I mean, they are protecting everyone.
Ted Bell takes care of his customers.
And including the police department?
Beverly Hills Police Department doesn't take care of Ted Bell. There you go.
Obviously,
and I'm glad I was able to educate you.
Right.
Okay, thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Nice talking to you. Bye.
Well, what did you do? Did you hang up on her?
Yeah.
How'd you do it? You're a caller.
I don't know. It's just something I know. I'm Ted Bell.
You're Ted Bell.